Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Twins win last night. Gonzalez with that hit in the eighth inning, and they hang on in the ninth. And, man, what a year so far they got. More to go with Seattle again tonight. We're going to have that for you on the radio. We'll do the pregame at 6:30, first pitch, about 7:10. Last night, actually, it was 7:12, just so you know. But the Twins, a great come-from-behind win, and just a great story for the summer. Also tonight, we've been talking a lot about it here with some of our hockey heads, Hammer and Jimmy and I, who all follow the NHL. We're talking about the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, but I thought we'd bring in an expert, Paul Fenton, the general manager of the Minnesota Wild. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great. How about those Twins? That's kind of a fun story right now.
I'm really happy for the Twins. But being a Red Sox guy, sometimes I lean over there. But I actually have been following the Twins, and I'm really happy for them. What a great start.
Yeah, well, you got to like the Woonsocket Rocket, the manager, Rocco Baldelli's from that area, so that's good.
Yeah, I guess we all stick together.
Hey, Paul, let's talk about Game 7. Really curious your thoughts on what to expect tonight.
Well, first of all, I think the atmosphere will be incredible in Boston. Certainly they've turned into an incredible sports city and been very fortunate for it. But at the end of the day, I'm really impressed with the way St. Louis has been able to bond as a team, come together. You know, coming from where they did last in the league, it's a great sports story. And, you know, I'm not rooting for either one of them, to be honest for you, but I'm looking forward to a great game.
Yeah, you refer to December, Paul. I remember they were absolute last, I believe, in the entire league at, 15, 18, and 4. They were terrible. How in the world do you make a comeback like that?
I think a lot of things contributed to it. They got a belief. They made a coaching change, and it seemed to ignite them. And all of a sudden, one win turned into two, and two turned into three, and they just kept going. And once you get a belief as a team and start to say that we can do this thing and everybody's against us and now you're using that as a motivator, it really puts you in a position that you're just going to keep pushing, and that's what they've done.
I was looking at the ticket prices here, $1,800 for one standing room only. So you're not kidding. That's going to be quite an atmosphere there. Tell me about that arena. Is that a good venue for a hockey player?
It is a good venue. The Boston sports fan is unique, is how I would classify it. Fortunately, having been in sports my whole life, I probably haven't turned into one of those maniacs, but they followed their sports with an incredible passion that's hard to duplicate in anywhere in the world.
Weren't you with LA when that trade happened, Paul?
Yes, I was.
What was that like?
It was a show when it started, boy. It was a show, and it continued to be a show. And I ended up couple more months there and then ended up in Winnipeg. But for me, it really was a great experience being out there.
Let's talk about the offseason now for the Wild. What do you hope to get accomplished this summer?
Well, you're certainly looking for the pieces that we're going to be able to add here to take us to another level. The most exciting part for me is just to get Matt Dumba back.
Yeah.
The way we were in the beginning of the season when he was here and the stretch of scoring that he had, it just gave us a different element. And I'd like to see us with the new additions that we've made, the young guys that have elements to be able to add offense to our lineup, adding Matt back in there. I think we're going to see a different team, whether we end up right how we are now or if we add some people in free agency or by trades. To me, meeting with our coaches the next couple of days, we're going to talk about just how it fits, and I think it really looks really, really good the way that things are setting up.
At what point do you get into the heavy-duty talks of trading and signings and all sorts of things here?
Well, it's interesting. you talked about it almost every day to another general manager. In fact, several times a week, you're talking about making trades or, you know, how we can help ourselves, how we can help them. You know, a lot of times you're trying to make that fit, that piece of the puzzle that's going to help you. And it just continues. There isn't one certainty that says you're going to trade somebody. It's honestly, in professional sports, it's not like fantasy. You're talking about all of your personnel all the time. It's the nature of our business.
What do you think of Donato's future with the Wild?
Really like it. You know, we were looking for a guy that has a history of being able to score at every level. And it's hard to find guys that have the will to score, and he has the will to score. His release is outstanding. He just has to mature as a player and as a person. And as he does, I mean, he's a younger man. As he does that, I see a very, very bright future for him here.
Are you okay in the nets?
I think we got to love what we have in the net with Dubnyk and Stalock. They present just a solid backing. Dubby has been at the top of the league for several years now. You know, move that right up to our defense. Our defense is as good as anybody's in the league. And now you add these young guys that are going to be insulated with our center ice, having experienced the way that it does. I think we have a very good team going forward here. And I mean, we're pushing for the playoffs. And now that you've seen what happened with St. Louis, anything can happen.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, Zach Parise, of course, we follow him here quite closely in Minnesota, as you would expect, as we do with all our players. But is he fully healthy? What do you expect out of him this season?
He will be healthy once training camp comes. You know, if you look at Zach Parise in one day in your hockey fan life, if you say that he doesn't give an effort, then you haven't been watching the game. That's the most attractive thing to Zach. You know what you're going to get every single night. He plays with his heart on his sleeve. He just shows up. He goes to the battle areas. He's got respect from not only his teammates, but from the league. And that's the most impressive thing for me, is I've been watching him since he was 17 years old, and I have never come away from a game and said that his effort wasn't there.
Paul, Nino, Coyle, Granlund, as you look back on those trades, you happy with what you got?
Yeah, I think you know, there's pieces that you have to change. You can't stay stagnant in sports. And although they were very integral parts here, we also added integral parts to replace them. And that's just the nature of sport. I understand, you know, the very popular players in their time here. But hopefully these new guys that we've brought in will do the same thing and become integral parts here as well.
Yeah. Hey, how do you like that new practice facility over there, by the way?
It's state of the art. I don't think there's a better facility in the National Hockey League. It's just for what they were able to do. If you do have a chance to get in there, and I mean your followers, please come in and see it. It is incredible.
Paul, appreciate your time. Can't wait for tonight. We'll have the Twins on the radio. We'll have the TV with the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. It should be a fun sports night for all of us, and we'll see what happens. But we're all thinking the Bruins in this room right now.
Oh, you guys are. Okay. Well, hold your breath.
All right, Paul, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
He is Paul Fenton, the GM of the Minnesota Wild. It is traffic and weather coming up next. This is the Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.